Good morning, church family. This is another edition of The Sun is Rising. May I share with you a psalm that I think can speak to all of us. Psalm 143, verse 8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Sleep can bring welcome relief from the worries of the day, especially when we leave our problems at the foot of the cross in prayer before we close our eyes and rest our minds. We can join the psalmist in his cry for mercy, his plea that God will not forget him in his distress. For most of us, that means we can exhale. Okay, thank you, Father. But then we wake up, and after the grogginess wears off, the burdens we carried the day before begin to come back and load us down again. We may just want to curl up under the covers and hide from the world. It can be as if we are in a parched desert and our souls are craving the living water we need to have running through our veins to renew us. Oh, to have that fresh, cool water. We spread out our hands to God in prayer and we say, "My tank is empty, Father. Please refill me." For those who are battling various illnesses each day, mornings can be a struggle. When you wake up knowing that you're facing another day of treatments, visiting doctors, or wondering what that day will hold, it can be difficult. I've been told that the loved ones I visited, sat with, and witnessed struggling through moments like these, that our Lord is with them and they feel his presence, especially when we lift them up in prayer. And through it all, most of them testify that each dawn, God delivers a fresh dose of his unfailing love as they lift up their thirsty souls for a long, cool drink of living water. As if to say, "Good morning, God, I'm ready." I truly don't want us to just forget about the struggles. There's so many people right now battling and struggling. And actually, truthfully, I don't know how anyone makes it through any day without the Lord, especially those who face situations like what I just was speaking about, which seems so overwhelming at times. But for the grace of God, go any one of us. I don't know what you're facing today, but whatever it is, maybe we should just stop for a moment and say, "Lord, my tank is empty. Please refill me." Prayer time for today. Remember all the ones we've been mentioning: Scott Rooney, Linda Dobbins, Christina Neal, Suzette, George Myers, brothers, Ray, Iris, Gary's dad, Wayne, that's Bob and Gertie's son, Julie Cassande's mom, and Chris Thompson's family, Ed and Jane as they travel for a memorial service for their friend Sheila. Our celebration in September, just so many things going on around us. We just need to lift our voices up. And once you do, just trust in the Lord with all your heart. Let the morning bring word of your unfailing love, Father, for I put my trust in you. God bless you and have a great day.